Baijiu is China's national drink, and last year it sold more than 5 billion litres, making it the most consumed spirit in the world. It can be up to 70% alcohol, and those who are game enough to try it liken it to cleaning fluid mixed with cheap perfume. Our China correspondent Matthew Carney embarked on a little taste testing.
On warm, balmy evenings in Beijing, people flock to outdoor eating areas to enjoy barbecued meats and their drink of choice, baijiu. After a hard day's work, Ming Bao Chun and his mates come to unwind with a drink or two.
Baijiu is good. It's pure. It's strong. It's exciting.
They toast each other in round after round while eating grilled lamb skewers. Ming and his friend Thing Ling say they have to be careful not to drink too much.
First, when you start drinking, everyone is civilized and behaves like a scholar. But it can send you crazy and turn you into a beggar.
China has a drinking culture that dates back to 7,000 years BC. Baijiu came onto the scene about 1,000 years ago in the Song Dynasty. Traditionally, it's been used to mark key rituals and life events, and also to build relationships and show respect. But China's national drink is now under threat. Sales have been falling since Chinese President Xi Jinping stopped party and government officials from having the long lunch, or the state banquet, as they're known here. Also, the younger generation are turning away from baijiu and developing Western tastes for wine and whiskey. But a Beijing-based company called Capital Spirits wants to turn this around and also sell baijiu to the world. They've opened the first baijiu bar in Beijing at the back of an old hutong. The aim is to educate and dispel some persistent myths about baijiu. David Putney, one of the owners, says the first one to break is that baijiu is just one kind of spirit.
We have about 15 different styles of baijiu in this bar, and there are over 10,000 baijiu distilleries in China alone. So baijiu is very, very varied in the flavors that they can exhibit. And if there's one thing I want you to take away from this, it's that even though these are all considered baijiu, the difference between one baijiu style and the next is just as different between vodka and scotch whiskey and tequila.
The only time I've drunk baijiu is in rural China with party and government officials when I've been on assignment. You're expected to drink, as it's a sign that you're accepting and honouring their hospitality. Only then the relationship can progress, and once that's established, the officials will facilitate your filming and interview requests. So often you feel like you're forced to drink 3 to 4 shots of baijiu quickly, and yes, it does taste like a cross between lawnmower fuel and methylated spirits. So I've come to the baijiu bar for a tasting, to hopefully savour the flavour and appreciate the taste. David Putney pours out 5 very different baijiu's in tiny shot glasses.
I find the gin and vodka drinkers prefer this one.
It's sharper.
It's a lot more warming in the esophagus, which is a characteristic of baijiu that is considered to be good. Yeah, go ahead. Try it.
It tastes like more vodka than gin, right? I don't know.
And a little bit like turpentine. I get that flavor from it.
The next one is fermented from 5 different grains.
So you're going to get a lot of pineapple. You're going to get a little bit of spice. You're going to get tropical fruit. You might get some papaya, some banana even, and there's going to be an anise finish to it. This one's actually fermented for 3 months in a subterranean mud pit. And this pit is never, ever cleaned.
And the last is a special surprise.
Almost a bit like Vegemite, I guess I would say, even. You get these kinds of notes
to it. Be careful. It's an Australian audience.
shall I say Marmite, then?
No, just Vegemite. Keep up. There you go. That's one thing they do know about is Vegemite.
If I had to compare it to any flavor, I would be like, imagine mixing Vegemite and soy sauce together.
Okay. We've got to taste that.
But you can tell me if that description is accurate or not, actually. I'd be curious to hear.
It's bizarre. It does taste like Vegemite.
David typically gets two types of customers. Foreigners looking for something different, like the American sitting next to me at the bar.
Have you had baijiu before?
Never even heard of it before I got here.
You never heard of it?
No.
Nothing?
No.
I've never heard that it tastes like rocket fuel or something like that?
I've heard that kind of stuff, yeah. But I'm up for it.
The other group of customers are younger middle-class Chinese who are wanting to rediscover their culture.
What's your name?
My name is Angel.
Angel?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from, Angel?
I'm from Guangdong.
Guangdong. And do you like baijiu?
Not really.
So why are you here?
Because I heard they have a good baijiu cocktail, which is different from, like, shots of baijiu, I guess.
On the next table is a mother and son.
Best part of this bar is that it clears up misunderstandings. And they use baijiu to make cocktails. This brings younger people back to baijiu.
Baijiu is good. It makes me forget everything and all my worries disappear. It relaxes me.
David Putney says the bar is succeeding way beyond their expectations.
We have converted well over 90% of our patrons who come here. And I'm not saying that these people go out and only drink baijiu from now on, but I've served baijiu to thousands of people in my tenure here, and the number of people who come in saying, I hate baijiu, I've had so many bad experiences with it, and leave saying, you know, I never thought baijiu could be so varied and appreciated in that way, is outstanding.
David acknowledges there's a long way to go to make non-Chinese fall in love with baijiu, but Capital Spirits has just secured a major deal with a large Chinese distillery to get a foothold in the American market. This is Matthew Carney reporting for Correspondence Report at the Baijiu Bar in Beijing.